From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press, I'm Ed Wolf with your news update. Michigan House Republicans on Thursday unveiled their own Department of Government Efficiency DOGE task force, directly modeled after the federal initiative led by Elon Musk. The 13-member panel, chaired by Republican James DeSanta of Clarkston, aim to identify waste, boosting accountability, shrink state government. Among its early ideas, cutting the number of principal state departments from 18 to 12. Unlike its federal counterpart, the Michigan DOGE can only issue recommendations that would require legislative approval, with Democrats currently controlling both the state Senate and the governor's office. Major cuts would need bipartisan support or Republican sweep in future elections. We believe that the path to prosperity for Michigan runs through a smaller, more efficient state government, returning money to the taxpayers, DeSanta said. The task force says it will hold public input sessions before presenting formal proposals. Law enforcement agencies throughout Michigan are deploying extra officers to combat impaired driving during the upcoming holiday period. The enhanced enforcement effort runs from December 13th to January 1st. State transportation safety data reveals that between 2020 and 2024, holiday-related traffic fatalities in Michigan included 19 deaths during the Christmas period, and nearly half linked to drivers under the influence of alcohol or drugs. The Michigan Office of Highway Safety Planning Director Lisa Sledge noted that the seasonal celebration and parties led to increased alcohol consumption and greater impaired driving risk. State police, sheriff's departments, and local police enforcement will conduct focused patrols aimed at identifying drivers who are intoxicated. Authorities emphasize while 0.08 blood alcohol is the legal threshold, officers may arrest drivers at a lower level of impairment if impairment is evident. We'll be right back after this word.
14 years in prison for killing a young woman. A 15-year sentence for a crash that caused three deaths. 12 and a half years for killing a child and critically injuring her mother. All true stories, all caused by marijuana-impaired drivers. No matter what you tell yourself, if you feel different, you drive different. So, if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
All right, Michigan Senators Gary Peters and Alyssa Slotkins are urging DHS Secretary Christina Noem to accelerate development of the Northern Border Mission Center, expressing disappointment with the agency's slow progress on the facility. The center is set to be located in Michigan's Selfridge Air National Guard Base, was established through legislation Peters authorized and received $3 million in federal funding. It is designed to improve coordination among DHS agencies responsible for securing more than 5,525 miles of the northern border. According to the senator's letter, the facility will address the growing security challenges, including drone activity, narcotic smuggling, human trafficking. The center is planned to function as both a personal training site and a technological testing facility, working alongside state, local, and tribal governments. The initiative represents part of the ongoing effort to expand Selfridge's capabilities. The base recently gained assignment for KC-46A refuel tankers and F-15EX jet fighters as Peters securing $20 million in infrastructure upgrades to support the new mission. The senator emphasizes that DHS has not devoted significant resources to building out the center despite its importance for managing complex northern border and environments. And that's all the news we have for this hour. You can get your news anytime at thumbnet.net.